Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to speak to Bill White from Lucid Talk. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So, Bill, the Belfast Telegraph and other outlets making a lot of references to your poll over the weekend. That didn't make as good a reading as recent polls did for Sinn Féin.
No, they've dropped a couple of points in this poll, Frank. The others, independents, the smaller group, which includes the IRSP and Workers' Party, they've gone up 2%. I think perhaps, Frank, what's happened here, we've got a little bit. This poll question was, who are you going to vote for at the Northern Ireland Assembly election? Because that's what we polled on in the Westminster elections. And I think a little bit of local council-itis, dare I say, that we know the local council elections are coming up. And maybe some of the Sinn Féin vote, maybe they know the local, you know, Workers' Party candidate or whatever. And that's gone into the others and independents. So that could explain some of the drop. So it's nothing maybe for Sinn Féin to get too worried about. They are just back to where they scored in last year's Assembly election, Frank. They did do a jump in our polling last year, up 2 or 3% around August and for our autumn poll in November. So it's not as if they've dropped. They're just back to where they were in the Northern Ireland Assembly election last year. So, yes, it's a bit of a drop, but nothing I would suggest for them to get too concerned about, you know.
Is there a suggestion in the overall poll that Sir Geoffrey's hard line is working for him?
Yes, we did another question on the attitudes of the unionist community, and this question just went out to those who had indicated they would vote for a unionist party or candidate at a Northern Ireland Assembly election. We asked them what is their view on the tactics with regard to the Windsor framework. Is Stormont the priority? Is the Windsor framework the priority? And it came back that 62% of unionist voters say that the Windsor framework is a priority and they would prefer, they would want the Windsor framework to be removed before the DUP went back to Stormont. So, and that is compared to our recent polls or other polling, which use slightly different questions, admittedly, but compared to that, that is a bit of a hardening in the position. And 79% of DUP voters felt that. Well over 90% of TUV voters felt that, but you would expect that, to be fair. The outlier, if you like, within the unionist camp is the Ulster Unionist Party, who take the sort of opposite view. A comfortable majority, 65% of unionists, of Ulster Unionist Party voters, UUP voters, 65% think the DUP should go back to Stormont and negotiate about the Windsor framework from there, maybe try to get some changes or tweaks to it, etc. And there's also 16% of UUP voters think we should just go back regardless. So that's over 80% of UUP voters think the DUP should get back now into Stormont regardless. So there's a bit of well, I wouldn't call it a split, but that difference of opinion within the unionist camp has increased over the last 2 or 3 months from previous questioning on this issue, Frank, you know.
Is there a suggestion that the Ulster Unionists are taking a little bit of the Alliance Party kick?
Yes, the Ulster Unionist Party are up 1% in this poll, and the Alliance are down a couple of points. Now, that is a usual pattern, Frank, to be fair. The Alliance Party gain a little bit of Northern Ireland Assembly elections in terms of they get some of the people who usually vote Green, say, at a council election, switch to the Alliance Party at an Assembly election, because it is perceived to be the larger party of those two parties. And that has come in. The Green Party's gone up 1% in this poll. The Alliance Party's gone down 2%. And the Ulster Unionist Party, as you asked about, has gone up 1 point. And they probably gained a little bit from the Alliance Party, maybe because Doug Beattie and the leadership of the Unionist Party have become much more firmer over the last 2 or 3 months in terms of getting back to Stormont. 3 or 4 months ago, Doug Beattie had the position in the UUP, and they still have, of being obviously against the Windsor framework. But they're now emphasising, if you listen to the interviews and the MEs are projecting, it's much more get back to Stormont, negotiate about the Windsor framework from there. So they probably gain back maybe some of the voters they lost to the Alliance Party there, that liberal small unionist, as they're usually known. They probably gained some of them back, and they've gone up 1 point. And the Alliance, the Green Party, has gone up 1 point. I'm explaining this again in the context that perhaps this is a little bit of, because the local elections are in a couple of weeks' time, we're seeing the Green Party maybe just going up 1 point. Maybe some people there feel they know the local Green candidate. And there's a lot of local factors in local elections, Frank, which people know their local councillors, they met them personally, which is maybe not the case so much with the Assembly. Well, it isn't the case so much with the Northern Ireland Assembly and the Northern Ireland Westminster elections. Local elections have a lot more local factors, more local independents running. So it's a different context of an election, you know, and maybe this poll's reflecting that.
How much analysis, number analysis, will the parties do of these ongoing Lucid Talk polls?
Well, that's a question for them, Frank. I mean, to be fair, yes, I hear indications that they study them quite in detail. We actually publish, because we're members of the British Polling Council, we have to publish all the data tables relating to the poll, which is very much for that term. It's very much for the anorak. So that'll be up on our website from Wednesday or Thursday this week. And you can go in the background, you can see all the analysis of every question and sub-question by age group, by gender, by area, by, north, south, east, west, Northern Ireland, well as the west, you know, West Tyrone or south of Northern Ireland or whatever. Also by how the respondents voted at last year's Northern Ireland Assembly election, how they voted in the EU referendum, by community, you know, Catholic, Protestant, etc. And also by designation in terms of their grouping, whether they're unionist, slightly unionist, or strongly unionist, or neutral, or slightly nationalist, or strongly nationalist. So we give all that detail. We have to. That's part of the regulations of the British Polling Council. And you can go in and you can spend, I think you probably could spend many hours analysing it in detail. We always say, though, Frank, I mean, you know, although we've, you know, of course we do this in 100% professional detail like any other polling company in Britain or elsewhere around the world, but, you know, we always say treat polls like the weather forecast. I mean, they give an indication, but they can't be, they're never far off the mark in being accurate, but, you know, they can't be totally accurate either, you know, so you don't just become a slave to them. Don't analyze them just in too much detail, because it gives an overall flavor. And in terms of the trends, they're rarely wrong. Polls are rarely wrong in terms of the trends they're showing. So that's what we advise people and anybody that's looking at the results in detail.
Yeah, am I right in my understanding that Naomi Long is more unpopular with unionists than Michelle O'Neill is?
Spot on, yes, indeed. Well done, Frank. You've actually done a bit of analysis of the result. Yes, that is a surprising result. We've always found the trend, though, Frank, that Naomi Long and the Alliance Party is, how you put it, more disliked among the unionist community than they are among the nationalist community. This comes from the question, the leader ratings question, where we ask our Northern Ireland representative panel what they feel about Geoffrey Donaldson. Is he doing a good job or a bad job? Michelle O'Neill, Naomi Long, as you've just indicated, and the other political leaders as well. And from this, yes, 75% of unionist voters rated Naomi Long as doing a bad or very bad job. And in quotes, open quotes, close quotes, only 72% of unionists thought Michelle O'Neill was doing a bad or very bad job. Now, having said that, that's both very high negative scores. But it's interesting that Naomi Long has got the slightly more negative score from the unionist community than the negative score that the unionist community gave to Michelle O'Neill. Interestingly, on that point, Doug Beattie, the leader of the UUP, as you know, he scores quite well overall in the ratings, but that's nearly all driven from the point that nationalist Republicans and the Alliance voter group think he's doing a reasonable job, maybe because of the position he's taking and getting back to Stormont, and they think, well, he's doing a good job, we want to get back to Stormont, so, but and the unionist community rate him less. So for example, 58% rate Jeffrey, of the unionist community, this is. 58% of unionist voters rate Jeffrey Donaldson as doing a good, very good job. 59% of unionist voters think Jim Allister is doing a good or very good job. But only 30% of unionist voters think Doug Beattie's doing a good or very good job. But 44% of the nationalist community think Doug Beattie's doing a good job. And 47% of the alliance community, which leads him to getting an overall rating higher than the other unionist leaders, if you see what I mean. But it's deceptive, because when we cut down to the chase, Frank, as is known, yes, the nationalist and the alliance voter bases may think Doug's doing a very good job, but they're not going to go out in this coming council election and vote UUP number one. They may give them preferences, but they're going to vote for their own party's number one first. And it's, you know, as I've always said, first preferences are key. Preferences are nice further down the line, but, you know, Doug also needs, and the UUP also need a good tranche of first preferences, you know?
Yeah, we did mention
that's an interesting pattern in the poll as well. Sorry, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, just in relation to Naomi Long again, because we did say a moment ago that indeed Michelle O'Neill is more popular with unionists than Naomi Long is, which sounds really surprising. Michelle O'Neill actually remains Northern Ireland's most popular party leader, with 41% of the votes, 41% of the voters saying she is doing a good or great job. But this is probably what Naomi Long wants to hear. Naomi Long is in second place. 40%, I believe, she is doing a good or great job. Then Doug Beattie, people are 38% are saying he is doing a good or great job. His personal scores, as suggested, is rising. Colm Eastwood comes next, with Sir Geoffrey and Jim Allister sharing the bottom spot, with only 27% saying they're doing a great or good job. There are so many different ways of looking at the figures.
Well, there is, Frank, yes, and you've described them all very well there, those figures. And just within that, these are the how you score good, great, you know, the percentages of scored either good or very good. Are they performing good or very good, as you've just said? In that, Michelle O'Neill, 6% of the unionist community, you expect pretty low scores in this, to be honest, in reality, but 6% of the unionist community said Michelle O'Neill was doing a good job. But we did ask people to say, look, please try to disregard your own political views when answering this question. And there may be a very small minority think, you know, if union would think there is, I think that Michelle O'Neill is doing a good or very good job, they're being honest about it. But only 4% of the unionist community thought Naomi Long's doing a good or very good job. So even within that, you know, there's more anti-feeling against the Naomi Long and the Alliance Party from the unionist community than there is from the, you know, the other communities in Northern Ireland. And as you say, yes, the overall, Jeffrey Donaldson and Jim Allister are bottom. Doug East at 27%. Doug Beattie's up at 38%, just behind Naomi Long on 40% and Michelle O'Neill 41% overall scores for the good, great performers. But again, that 38% that Doug Beattie gets is nearly all driven from the nationalist and the alliance voter bases, not from the unionist community. He scores 30% good, great with the unionist community, whereas Jeffrey Donaldson and Jim Allister score 58% and 59% overall. So you can see the sort of pattern there. And this is why I thought it's fair to say, just to describe the Doug Beattie score, it is a little bit deceptive as far as unionism is concerned, when you get down to the practicality of who people are going to vote for, you know.
Yeah, it's just a reminder that it is very much green and orange in this part of the world. Bill, always interesting having a look at the Lucid Talk. If you missed it in the Belfast Telegraph, we've discussed it. If people do want to log on and have, as you suggested, a Nanorak view of it, where do they log on to?
Log on to the Lucid Talk website, just lucidtalk.co.uk. That full results and the data tables and all the background, as I've said, will be on the website from Wednesday, Wednesday or Thursday this week, probably Wednesday. And you can spend many hours reviewing it if you wish, all the detail, etc.
What a lovely thing to do, long into a Thursday evening, knee deep in Lucid Talk polling. Bill, thank you. Bill White with us here on the U105 phone in. 9:20 is the time. Now, what's on your mind this bank holiday Monday morning?
You're 105. Tune into you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.